Apple's AI bet falters as browser ransomware and digital preservation raise alarms. A UBS survey found that only 24% of respondents said Apple intelligence features would accelerate their iPhone upgrade timeline, a figure that is down from the prior survey. Apple staked significant commercial credibility on AI capabilities, including on-device processing, ChatGPT integration, and enhanced Siri functionality, as the catalyst for a supercycle in iPhone sales. That catalyst is not materializing at the scale the company's premium valuation implied. The strategic problem is that AI features require users to actively change behavior, whereas hardware improvements in camera quality or processing speed deliver passive value, and consumer trust and habit formation for AI tools takes years to develop. Google Drive's rollout of Gemini-powered natural language search to mobile apps may prove more practically impactful for the average knowledge worker than any consumer AI launch this year. The feature allows users to search files using plain language queries across Google Workspace's 3 billion users on both Android and iOS, addressing a genuine daily productivity friction point. The quiet scale of that deployment suggests the lived daily AI experience for most people may be shaped more by enterprise productivity tools than by dedicated AI applications. A Texas driver has been charged with manslaughter following a fatal crash in which a Tesla drove into a home. The case raises the foundational legal question of how responsibility is allocated between a human driver and an automated system. And Texas courts apparently determined that the human retains sufficient oversight responsibility to bear criminal liability. As autonomous vehicle features become more sophisticated and widely deployed, the legal framework for attributing fault when they fail is being constructed case by case through litigation rather than through comprehensive federal legislation. The quiet delisting of Cruise and Blast from the Nintendo Switch eShop surfaces a larger issue for the gaming industry. When a title disappears from a digital marketplace, it effectively ceases to exist for new buyers, with no physical alternative for most niche or older games. The gaming preservation community has raised alarms about this dynamic for years, and each delisting adds another data point to an argument that the shift to digital-only distribution has created a fragile archive of cultural artifacts dependent entirely on platform operators' commercial decisions.